Hello, I'm Carla. I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the economic situation has affected you and your household. So in this case, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, townhome apartment, duplex, or mobile home?
Single-family.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your house built? Do you know?
2019.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and how many years have you been a resident of Florida?
All my life, 30 years.
Okay, thank you so much for that answer. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a hurricane 1, hurricane 2, hurricane 3, 4, or 5?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you know which one you have not experienced so I can exclude of the options here?
I'm assuming maybe the 5. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And can you tell me or do you remember the name of the year or the year of the hurricanes or the tropical storms you experienced in the past?
I don't remember, no.
Okay. No worries. Give me just 1 second. Okay. And have you or any adults in your house or lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay, thank you so much. And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how would you prepare?
I don't know, like any normal person. Water and all the essentials.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Buy supplies. What about put up hurricane shutters or evacuate, call the insurance companies?
Yeah. Evacuate, put up shutters, such.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. And when will you begin to prepare from a hurricane? Let me read the options for you. When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
It could be prepared within a few hours.
Okay, thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you so much. And please select your top 3 sources of information. Let me read the options for you. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp? All of them, you said, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, we will need to select only 3 of them, but can you please, select your top 3? Do you want me to read the options again?
Yes, please.
No worries. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Friends and family, social media, radio.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. And on a scale from 1 to 5, when 5 begins least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
The most prepared, what number was that one?
The most prepared is number 5.
Yes, 5.
Okay, thank you. And how many of these factors impact your ability to prepare from a hurricane storm? Let me read the options for you. Transportation cost, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, cost of food or other essentials, cost of housing, property taxes, or loss of income or employment?
None of them.
Okay, thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Flood.
Okay, flood, thank you. And what is the letter designation for the flood zone, do you know?
I believe AE or something like that.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said A as an apple?
Alpha Echo.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you. Well, the options I have here is are A, B, C, C, low risk, B, moderate, and A, high flood risk?
High flood risk.
Okay. Thank you. And where will you evacuate? Let me read the options for you. If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, the conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If an emergency management official ordered for you to evacuate, or probably never.
If ordered to evacuate.
Okay, thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? The options are to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the state, as far as possible, to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances.
To another state.
Okay, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy? Do you know?
Come again?
Yes. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home's insurance policy?
I'm not sure.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. And how confident are you that you will come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? The options are, I am certain I could come up with $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. I'm certain I could not, or I don't know.
I'm certain I will be able to come up
okay.
with it.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, how has your insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? The options are decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Increased somewhat.
Thank you. What about in the last 1 to 3 years?
Somewhat also.
Okay. And in the last 3 to 5?
Still the same. It hasn't changed much.
Okay. Okay. So you would say remain the same or increase somewhat?
Increase somewhat.
Okay. And last one, from 5 to 10 years?
I guess from that, it's increased a little
okay.
bit. Okay. Oh, yeah. Over.
Okay. Thank you. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? The options are change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or other?
Other.
Okay, and could you specify which the actions you took? In this
I didn't take any action.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insurance? Let me read the options for you. 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80%, 60%, or less than
60%. 100%.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? The options are moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I will not move from my home.
I will not move from my home.
Okay, thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Okay, thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help reimburse your costs? The options are federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Either one of the governments. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we can select all of them or just one of them, two of them.
I don't mind if the government assists.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
3.
Thank you. And also that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3.
Thank you. And that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
3 also.
Thank you. And that new developments take into account flood risk?
3.
Thank you. And last one, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
3 also.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And now I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? Let me read the options. Yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. No, I don't believe it's happening. I don't know if it's happening.
I believe it's happening, but I don't know if it'll affect me.
Okay, thank you. And in the government, if the government were to take actions on level rise, on sea level rise, how they should fund those initiatives? Increase more taxes, increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Income tax, I believe.
Okay, thank you. And most of Florida's coastal area have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level. And they are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you. And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? Let me read the options. We can select 3. The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, load sun, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Proximity to job, family, and neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, between 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you tell me, please, can you please tell me your age, between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65. Okay, thank you. And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
Thank you. And are under 12 years old?
No.
Thank you. And are 65 or older?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Perfect. And what is your marital status? Single, married, widow, divorced. Okay. Thank you. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
Bachelor's.
Okay. Thank you so much. 1 second. Okay, and are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No, I'm not Hispanic, no.
Okay. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? Is that
black.
White? Black? I'm sorry?
Black.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what language is most often spoken in your house?
English.
Thank you so much. And please tell me which is the income range of your household. Let me read the options for you. Under 20,000, 20,000 less than 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, or over $1,000. I'm sorry, 100,000. Yeah, 100,000. Okay. Thank you. Well, these are the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for your time. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Again, thank you so much. Bye-bye.